about your new house.
It's a little beach rental. Mm-hmm. That it's in Malibu, and it's just great. It's just a little, I call it the dollhouse.
Yeah.
Just a little
Tell
haven.
Me about morning in the dollhouse.
It's absolutely gorgeous, especially this time of year. There's just crisp sky, and you know, if we wake up on a clear morning, and then I take little Norm out for a walk, have a little coffee on the deck,
right,
read the paper. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. You almost can't believe it, that you think, well, this isn't my home. Like, I have to, I don't have to leave and go back somewhere.
Your own comfortable couch.
A couch.
A couch.
Yes.
A couch.
Yes.
So what's the main new thing you know about yourself?
I'm a little just more relaxed. I'm a little more comfortable. And I don't know if that's having a comfortable couch. I don't know if that's having a comfortable
you said
perspective.
One of the, do you talk to Brad?
Do I talk to Brad? Yes, we do. I do. That's very peaceful. It's a really peaceful thing. That's another thing, you know, another, you know, page turned, another good, everything's, that's what's so unfortunate is that, you know, people want it to be this war and this, this mean, terrible, shallow thing that's just it playing like some soap opera storyline, and it's just not. So, yeah, pleasant, done.
No anger, no feeling of wasted years.
No.
None of it.
Thank God, no. Wouldn't that be a drag?
For all the girls out there who want to know, how do you do this? How do you move on?
I have a lot of amazing women, you know, women in my life who have been an example for me of what not to do. So I also know what feels good, and it doesn't feel good to harbor anger and resentment, and there is, we do have tools to work through stuff. Everybody does.
So again,
we also, if you look at it truthfully, it's like this is on the scale of like, I haven't lost a child to war. I haven't lost my home to some natural disaster. I have, this is something that's mending, hearts mend.